the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to another video of, I think it's Kingdom Reacts, and it's a interview with the Kenyan president over LGBTQ rights, and he was not having it. So before we get into that, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
That hurt, that lit, that slap. It is that one, that hey. Egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lit, that slap. It is that one, that hey. Everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage, must be 21 and over, shipping and handling is included. Below that is actual locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. And new states to come this year. Don't forget Dizzle Brand merch. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on merchandise store, or go to Etsy.com and search for Dizzle Brand or Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. And the link is also in the description as well. All right, let's get into it. Kingdom Reacts. Kenyan president.
Salute.
LGBTQ rights.
Honesty, and you have to respect their cultural values.
I do.
Here in America, we definitely run things a lot different, and it's gonna be
obvious. We have no values.
As you watch this interview, let's get into it.
One of the major issues, and it's a holdover from sort of colonial Victorian, is the issue of sexual preference in many African countries. In Kenya, to be gay, the LGBT community is illegal. They just want to have equal rights, the same privacy and equality as all other Kenyans do. Is that something that you aspire to for your country?
I want to be very clear, Christiana. I will not engage in a subject that is of no, it is not of any major importance to the people and the Republic of Kenya. This is not an issue, as you would want to put it, of human rights. This is an issue of society, of our own base as a culture, as a people, regardless of which community you come from. This is not acceptable. This is not agreeable. This is not about Uhuru Kenyatta saying yes or no. This is an issue that the people of Kenya themselves, who have bestowed upon themselves a constitution, right, after several years, have clearly stated that this is not a subject that they are willing to engage in, yeah, at this time and moment. In years to come, possibly long after I'm president, who knows? Maybe our society will have reached a stage where those are issues that people are willing, freely, and open to discuss. I have to be honest.
You know what? Let me pause real circuit. As a laws of nature guy, I don't really accept or agree with it either. And I didn't know that it was illegal in Kenya. Now, being illegal, that's one thing. It's a whole different, you know, argument. But it's a lifestyle choice, and people don't have to accept lifestyle choices. They don't have to agree with lifestyle choices. They don't have to support a lifestyle choice that they don't agree with or don't accept. And, you know, laws of nature is male and female. That's why they're designed to procreate. I just always strongly believe that if it was meant for us to have sex with the same sex, then we would be allowed to procreate with the same sex. But, and even religion would agree with the laws of nature The aspect of homosexuality and lesbians and what, there's no homosexual animals or no lesbian animals, period. You know, so let's keep it moving.
And that is the position that we have always maintained. Those are the laws that we have, and those are laws that are 100% supported by 99% of the Kenyan people, regardless of where they come from.
So, you're going to get yourself into trouble.
You know what? It's simple. If 99% of the people in a country say something should be illegal, then that 1% just might want to have to move to another country. I mean, we got to stop acting like in America that 51% doesn't dictate what the other 49% has to do. 51% votes in whatever they vote in, and the other 49% has to just go along with it. You know? So 99%? Okay, let's keep it moving.
Because what you've categorically just stated is that this is not an issue for us, for the Kenyan people, and you don't think that the idea of their privacy, their equality, their rights is important.
You see what she's trying to do right there? This is exactly how the media works right here. He answered the question by saying that this is an issue that is no importance. I understand you want to ask me that question, but in our where we're at, everybody's okay with the laws and everything that's put in place. And if it is an issue that arises, it will become prominent. And she's keep trying to press it like, oh well, now you're saying that you support a certain group being deprived of just everybody's rights. And he's just saying, no, we all exist under the same construct regardless of who you are. That's what I'm getting from it. But yeah, we seeing what's happening.
Their privacy, their equality, their rights, Christian, is important.
This is,
but it's a global issue right now.
It's important to them that, where they are.
Why is it not important? Saying,
that's the thing. People want to make it a global issue, but in some, like he said, in Kenya, it's not an issue. It's kind of like when North Carolina, they had the little the issues about genders in bathrooms. It wasn't an issue until somebody in the mainstream media made it an issue. And then that's when they wanted to move out the NCAA, move out the All-Star game. Nobody was even thinking about it. You know, nobody was even thinking about it.
To you, that it as is president not of the
important
country.
To me as the leader of 49 million Kenyans.
49 million. And 99%.
If you want to ask me my personal opinion,
what is your personal
after
opinion?
After I finish my process, I can talk about my personal opinion. But as the leader of the people of the Republic of Kenya, I represent.
You got to respect the fact that he did not give her a headline there.
That which our people are desirous.
And you have to respect
and I
that.
Have no choice, but that is my position.
Would you publicly say that people who are LGBT gay members of the Kenyan population should not be discriminated against, should not be violated, should not be abused.
No Kenyan should be abused, should be, you know, mistreated in any particular. Every Kenyan is protected by law, every single Kenyan. But they also must recognize that their freedoms are also must be taken into the entire context of the society that they live in, because this is not a question of governments accepting or not accepting. This is a question of society, right?
Currently, accepting, it's a legal process.
Yes, and that legal process is based on the society that you live in, and that's why laws are made. So, I think that's all I have to say about that particular thing.
when I say he schooled her right there at the end, what he's saying is, listen, it may be an issue that's important to you all. And he's saying that he respect the customs of any other nation. Any other, you know, country. Just do as you wish. But in our country, like he said, 49 million people, this is not a concern. This isn't something that's an uproar for the people. And she's continuously trying to make it an issue, trying to make it bigger than what it is for them. She's trying to say, oh, well, now you don't care about individual people in these particular groups that are going through this. Now you support this. And he's like, no, man, look, every Kenyan, everybody gets treated the same as a society, no matter what your preference is. He didn't say your preference exactly, but that's just what I took from it. No matter who you are or what you are nowadays, everybody's under the same umbrella in terms of abiding by the laws of society that they've developed over a period of time. Let's hear him continue this. He's disagreeing with Obama. Almost forgot his name.
And not harming anybody. The idea that they are going to be treated differently or abused because of who they love is wrong. Full stop.
Just like President Obama, I think we also need to be able to speak frankly about some of these things. And the fact of the matter is that Kenya and the United States, we share so many values. Our common love for democracy,
entrepreneurship,
value for families. These are things that we share. Well, but there are some things that...
I would argue right now in America, they're devaluing the family. You know, they think it's better to just have a single mother household, apparently. Let's keep it moving.
We must admit we don't share. Our culture, our societies don't accept. It's very difficult for us to be able to impose on people that which they themselves do not accept. This is why I repeatedly say that for Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people. The health issues that we have discussed with President Obama, these are critical. Issues of ensuring inclusivity and of women, a huge section of society that is normally left out of the mainstream of economic development. What we can do in terms of infrastructure, what we can do in terms of education, in terms of our roads, in terms of giving our people power, encouraging entrepreneurship. These are the key focuses. Maybe once, like you have, overcome some of these challenges, we can begin to look at new ones. But as of now, the fact remains that this issue is not really an issue that is on the foremost mind of Kenyans. And that is the fact.
And nor should it be on the foremost minds of anybody. Like, there's larger issues. Like, and, you know, like, I had my neighbor that just moved recently. He's gay. And, you know, we talked all the time. We had a lot of political views that aligned. But past that, like, our lifestyle views don't align. And if he was to be honest with you, if he was asking me to go out to have a drink with him at a bar or anything of that nature, I would decline. Because I think it gives, like, the wrong impression. And I just don't agree with his lifestyle choices, you know? I mean, it's his choice. That's the thing. Choice is choice. You could do what you want to with your life, but I don't have to agree with it, accept it, or support it. And that's what it really boils down to. I don't expect nobody to agree with, accept, or support my lifestyle, you know, just because I'm a single, self-employed, heterosexual, white male. as far as a lot of mainstream media is concerned, I'm the devil and I'm evil. I'm the problem in society, you know. But I'm just a guy who's just trying to build a business, trying to build brands, just trying to be successful. And I'm doing it by myself. No white privilege, as they call it. Nobody, no, I don't got no big government loans or business loans. You know, I built my business by myself from day one, you know. And other businesses that I'm trying to build, day one too, like this podcast. I do this by myself every single day of my life. And I don't, none of this is scripted. It's all freestyle, top of the head. So, yeah, there might be some times when I'm wrong. I might fumble my words, things of that nature. But I like to keep things organic. Organic as possible and real as possible. And as a laws of nature guy, I would never accept homosexuality or lesbians or whatnot. It's you know, we're not, if we were supposed to have sex with the same sex, then we would be able to procreate as far as I'm concerned. So once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.